Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, Lisa Smith, the Irish woman who's currently detained in a Syrian refugee camp, has asked the Department of Foreign Affairs for emergency travel documents for her two-year-old daughter. The request from the former Defence Forces member who travelled to Islamic State-controlled territory was part of a formal application for repatriation. Journalist Norma Costello, who has met and interviewed Lisa Smith, joins me now on the line. And Norma, you've seen this letter. What does it say?
So essentially, Lisa's lawyer has requested an emergency travel document for Lisa and her daughter, Rakaya. It's important to clarify a few things here. Number one, Lisa hasn't directly contacted her lawyer. Her lawyer has been instructed by the family. So he has had no contact with Lisa. He won't be able to contact Lisa at present. So he's acting under the orders of her family, basically, to get her back. Because Lisa has expressed to me twice, once in April and again in July, that she wants to come back, the lawyer can then work with that. The issue, firstly, is that the Irish government, again, need to reach out to the Syrian administration, their de facto government led by the Kurds, to ask formally for her repatriation. After that, they can then go through the Department of Foreign Affairs to get the travel documents to then start the repatriation process. But it's a two-step thing. So, like, for example, you can't just issue her a travel document and then assume she can come home. They need to negotiate with the administration to get her out of the camp in the first place. So that's just a little kind of important nuance that people need to understand.
And do we know, has there been any contact?
No, to date, no.
All right. In the Irish Sun yesterday, you were raising the question of whether a DNA test might first need to be carried out on Lisa Smith's daughter. Can you explain to me why that will be necessary?
Well, yeah, we have a lot of kids being repatriated from, like, Sweden, Germany, the UK. Women have been coming back. Children have been coming back. But the issue with this is that we're faced with... For example, you would have a woman who says that these are her kids and that she gave birth to them, like Lisa, during her time in ISIS. But then how do we know that? I mean, how do we know that this kid is who the mother says they are? So you've an issue there where they will have to carry out a DNA test to ensure that Lisa's daughter is her daughter before they issue the emergency travel document. And then the issue we have there as well is that how will they do that? I mean, how are they going to carry out a DNA test in what is essentially a very, very volatile war zone and do it in a way that we can ensure the DNA sample is correct and that it's been, you know, the proper procedures have been followed? It's a real quagmire, and I think a lot of countries simply aren't looking at that issue. They're just repatriating people based on, okay, the assumption that this person is the child of the woman who claims to be the mother. Now, in Lisa's case, her family have shared images that kind of would show that she is the mother. I have photos of her pregnant, for example, photos of her after she gave birth, photos of the father with Rakaya, her daughter. So, you know, you can go from this, sure, okay, she might be the mother. But are the DFA going to verify this before they issue a travel document?
And have we had any indication from the Irish government as to whether they're concerned about verifying the identification either of the daughter or indeed of Lisa Smith?
Off record, yes.
Yes,
of course, it's a reasonable question. Like, but I mean, they will have to repatriate her. For example, now Turkey is talking about a military offensive into northern Syria. The Kurds have said, okay, well, if Turkey does this, we're going to have to fight them. So we can't guard the camps and we can't guard the prisons. So your jihadis and jihadi brides and their kids will just be let loose again, let's say. So if the Irish government have a duty of care to Rakaya, then they need to repatriate her quickly and to do it in a secure, safe, above board way, you know.
And that invasion, upcoming or potential invasion of Turkey by northeastern Syria, do we have any idea when that's likely to happen? What sort of timeline are we looking at?
Well, it's the Turks crossing into northeastern Syria, and what they're saying is that we want to do it imminently. So there was like a last ditch attempt of negotiations between the US and the Turks, both of them being NATO allies, to try and prevent that. But Turkey is uncomfortable with the Kurds on their border for a long time. The Kurds led the fight against ISIS. So the United States, who provided air support and, you know, became an ally of theirs, is kind of indebted to them. So you have two NATO members kind of across the border facing off.
But all of that may cause further security issues for Lisa Smith and others in the camp.
Yeah, and also Irish ISIS prisoners. So I have interviewed Alexander Bekmirziev. But an interesting thing here is that we're not certain how many Irish prisoners are actually, or Irish prisoners are in these ISIS prisons. Because if they have dual citizenship, the Kurds told me that they can just simply say, okay, well, I'm Algerian, or I'm Moroccan, or I'm Jordanian. And they can just omit the Irish passport part. So you could have people who are naturalised Irish citizens that, if the camp, if the prisons are opened and unguarded, could make their way back home.
So that's another complication. In terms then of Lisa Smith returning home, have there been investigations into her activities by the authorities here since her situation came to light earlier this year?
Well, the Americans knew about Lisa since 2012. The FBI had her on their radar. The Irish, she only kind of came to their attention in about 2015 was when it was initially confirmed that she had gone into Syria. So, like, there's a lot of information gathering to do. It's going to be really difficult because you're talking about a war zone. So how are you going to gather data there? How are you going to get credible witnesses? How are you going to verify documentation? So they're carrying out an investigation, but they are really, really hampered, like, in what they can do.
You also reported, Norma, in The Sun yesterday that the family of Lisa Smith's daughter's father has made contact with the Irish Embassy in London. Why has that happened?
They want contact with Lisa, basically, because Rakaya would be their granddaughter. And they're saying that they only just found out that, you know, their son was dead. Bear in mind as well that he also had an Irish wife from Northern Ireland, from Omagh, a lady called Lorna Moore, who's currently in prison. But they had several children together as well. So, you know, I don't know what relationship the grandparents have with those children, but perhaps they want to do the same thing with Lisa.
Just finally then, what happens next? This formal application has been submitted by Lisa Smith's lawyer. Where to next?
Well, the government have kind of said on the one hand, okay, we're going to repatriate everybody, we're going to bring them home, but then they're not reaching out to the Kurds. And the government are saying to me, well, you know, we're dealing with a de facto government, we have relationships with other governments in the region, we don't want to destabilize those relationships, but at the same time, like, other countries are doing it. So all the government need to do is make the formal request to the Kurds, and then the Department of Foreign Affairs will then issue the emergency travel documents to get them back.
All right. Well, it's a story that we will continue to cover here on the show. Journalist Norma Costello, thank you very much for joining us this evening.